This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Once again, this is Jim Fester sitting in for Dan. He's a fan of Joyce. I'm so appreciative for these opportunities to guest host on this show. Those who are at their computers know that on the schedule for today, there's a link directly to this article, which actually, in my opinion, is the single most important ever published on Sandy Hook. It's entitled Presley and Cromer in Solidarity with Alex Jones. Sandy Hook father, Lenny Posner, and son, Noah Posner, are both fake. Remember now that Alex Jones is being taken to court. His different sites have been wiped out largely because he's supposed to have been making hateful statements about Sandy Hook, implying that nobody died there and that there were crisis actors involved. Well, here we have the proof. It's in solidarity with Alex Jones because it demonstrates beyond any doubt that Alex Jones was completely right in his strongest statements about Sandy Hook. He has occasionally offered weaker remarks, even sometimes suggesting maybe kids actually died there. Well, I guarantee no children died at a school that was closed in 2008 that had been abandoned where there were no students there. It couldn't happen. So I want to go through this with you so you'll understand. If you're at a radio, not at a computer, you won't be able to follow along, but you can go there yourself. You can pick up the links. You can go to Robert David Steele and get into his website, to Pi Beta Iota, and get to the memoranda about Sandy Hook. I pioneered the use of the radio, internet radio, with a computer when I did a series of no less than 15 interviews with Judy Wood about 9/11, beginning in 11 November 2005. 15 times we'd go to her website while we were talking about it, go through various images and so forth. She had there diagrams, studies, photographs, and so forth. 15 times we did it. Well, here, in the case of Presley and Cromer, I'm going to go through this with you. This, again, reiterate. If you're going to read only one of these blogs, this is the one to read. Mr. President, the emotional impact of the Sandy Hook exercise was rooted in the reported deaths of children, which instilled fear into the hearts of American parents and made an indelible impression. Images of the most photogenic of the 20 who are supposed to have died, Noah Posner, appeared worldwide. Millions of photos like this from The Guardian to May 2017 have been seen by a vast number of literate citizens. But it was all a monstrous fraud. We have proven that the kids were fictions made up out of photos of older kids when they were younger. Some parents even appear to have used photos of themselves. It's that bad. By far, the most active among the Sandy Hook parents has been the man who calls himself Lenny Posner. He has been extremely aggressive in going after websites by Sandy Hook skeptics in demanding takedowns of images of him and Noah again and again and again, including of Dr. Ewan, Dr. Tracy, Dr. Fetzer, Tony Mead, and innumerable others. That was very strange activity for someone whose image has been published literally millions of times around the world. So what's going on? Tony Mead discovered that Lenny has 23 websites that he uses to attack students of Sandy Hook, which by itself suggests that he is not a bona fide parent of a child who died there. When a Showtime series, Dark Net, did a feature on Sandy Hook with Lenny Posner and Jim Fetzer, Jim's features were well-defined, but Lenny would not allow his face to be broadcast. Lenny brought a lawsuit against Wolfgang Helbig for alleged harassment and bullying, but when Wolfgang secured discovery, Lenny withdrew his suit rather than sit for a video deposition. Here we have, let me continue and come back to the next image. These circumstances are suspicious enough, but when Kelly Watt had over 100 hours of telephonic conversation with Lenny and told him repeatedly that she did not believe a word he said, that she did not believe he had a son who died at Sandy Hook and demanded proof to support that claim, Lenny, no doubt unadvisedly, sent Kelly a death certificate for Noah that turned out to be a fabrication. He combines the bottom 60% of a real death certificate with the top 40% of a fake, with no file number and estimated time of death at 11 a.m., when it was supposed to have occurred between 9:35 and 9:40 a.m. And here I show you the death certificate that Lenny sent to Kelly. Editor's note added by Robert David Steele. Here's the best image of the death certificate we can find. Its evidential value is not a function of its quality, since you can see, one, there is no file number, two, it is the wrong estimated time of death of 11 a.m. when the shooting officially took place between 9:35 and 9:40 a.m. The bottom 60% is obviously different than the top. None of this depends upon the quality. We have to deal with the evidence we have. Kelly was the first to observe there was a striking resemblance between the young Noah and his older stepbrother, Michael Vabner. Six students tested her hypothesis and determined that Noah and Michael had the same eyes, the same eyebrows, the same nose, the same ears, and the same shape of skull. Larry Rivera created a GIF in which you can watch as Noah turns into Michael in a succession of four stages. Michael recently graduated from the University of Connecticut Storrs and put up a website of his own, which implicitly confirms that he is one and the same with the source of Noah Posner. So here you see yourself, the young Noah top left, turning into Michael Vabner in a series of four steps. And if you go to the blog, and you can find it, just do a search on Michael Vabner, you can see Michael Vabner, identical with Michael Vabner in the photographs, saying, "Hi, I'm Michael Vabner." So how could we have so many photos of Lenny Posner with Michael Vabner as a child, unless Lenny himself were the father of the child known as Noah? Digital image forensic applied by Dan Cromer has demonstrated that, just as Noah was created out of photos of Michael Vabner as a child, Lenny was created from old photos of Reuben. They share key facial features, including their noses, eyes, skin tone, size of cheeks, and facial width, even though digital editing was used to disguise them. He was not camera shy, but protecting his image on TV and in court to conceal his true identity as Reuben Vabner. There are many other dimensions to the fraud, including faking gravestones, where the name on Noah's was digitally stamped rather than authentically engraved. Its placement is also skewed, even though the art of engraving has become a science. But they couldn't bother with engraving an actual gravestone for a fiction. To illustrate the fraud, Dan Cromer created a corresponding image for a gravestone for Mona. So there you see the Posner gravestone on the left, which is fake, alongside the Presley gravestone on the right, which is also fake. We can now explain why Lenny has been so elusive and why we have photos of Lenny with Noah. The child called Noah was, in fact, the son of the man calling himself Lenny. But Noah was a fiction made up of photos of Michael Vabner as a child, and Lenny is Michael's father, Reuben Vabner, QED. Thus is it proven. Sandy Hook was an elaborate hoax to promote gun control and advance the political agenda of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party, where the participants have committed theft by deception, and some, such as Reuben Vabner, have also perpetrated frauds upon the court that deserve exposure and prosecution. Indeed, I am making efforts to make contact with the courts in these cases to demonstrate to them, to offer proof, that they have had a fraud perpetrated on them, because the plaintiff, Lenny Posner, is not using his real name, and where he lost no child, Noah Posner, but rather that Noah was a fiction made up out of photographs of his older stepbrother, Michael Vabner. If you understand this, you begin to appreciate the dimensions of the fraud and how these publications, such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the Chronicle of Higher Education, have been deceiving the public by reporting false information about Sandy Hook in order to instill fear into the hearts of every parent in the United States by this staged terrorist attack in order to make the public more amenable to the political agenda of the Democratic Party in this case, where Barack Obama, just 1 month and 2 days later, on the 16th of January 2013, signed no less than 23 executive orders to constrain our access to weapons under the Second Amendment and introduce new health, mental health programs at a level they never before had imagined to be appropriate. When we return after this break, I'll go through the other memoranda ever so briefly so you will appreciate the enormity of the evidential repository you have available to you now at Robert David Steele's website, where he has been magnificent in developing the 9/11 agenda of memoranda for the president, which you can download in its totality to your own desktop for free. And now a comparable series of memoranda where I am responsible for gathering them and providing them for his publication about Sandy Hook. This is a stunning, very timely exercise, because we're in the midst of a monstrous attempt to deprive us of our rights under the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of communication, freedom of publication, on the specious ground that it's violating the privacy and prerogatives of Lenny Foster, who actually turns out to be a criminal perpetrating a fraud on the American people, which has been enormously rewarding for him, where he, like the other 25 Sandy Hook families, have benefited by no less than $1 million apiece in donations, and where the school board received a $50 million grant to put up a new school at Sandy Hook, which is fantastic because the average cost for an elementary, kindergarten through fourth grade school across the country is only $7 million. So they got seven times $7 million for participating in elaborate fraud on the American people. This is disgusting. This is a disgrace. It's being aided and abetted not only by the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the Chronicle of Higher Education, but ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, none of which have laid their least vision to discover what actually happened and did not happen to Sandy Hook.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Once again, this is Jim Fetzer, guest host. He's sitting in for Daniel here on the Power Hour. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and I'm honored every time I have this opportunity. I also gave you links to both the 911 memoranda for the president and also to the now developing, evolving series of memoranda about Sandy Hook for the president. But where the function is not only to inform the president in a concise fashion about the grim realities of 9/11, which was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, most of whom were dual U.S. Israeli citizens and the Mossad, but also to inform the public in an easily accessible free download, which isn't overly taxing. The totality for the 9/11 memoranda is 100 pages plus one. And there are 27 memoranda, actually 28, because by 27 expert, but John Lear contributed two. So there are actually 28 memoranda, 100 pages plus one. You can download it for free. You can also go there and follow the memoranda on Sandy Hook, where we're publishing at the rate of one per day. I'm going to review here what is there so you'll know what's already available for your review as I speak, where more will be appearing at that rate until we have the project complete. Here is the first, which I author. How we know Sandy Hook was a FEMA drill. Nobody died. Obama officials confirmed it was an anti-gun propaganda exercise. In case that last part is puzzling, Paul Preston, who is a school administrator from the Los Angeles area, was so troubled by what he saw being broadcast about the Sandy Hook event that he reached out to his contacts in the Obama Department of Education, all of whom confirmed to him that it had been a drill, that no children had died, and that it had been to promote gun control. That's from the Obama Department of Education. Here, the second is a review by Brian Wright of a review of an important book on Sandy Hook that was abruptly banned by Amazon. That's my Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which has 13 contributors, including six current or retired PhD professors, where that degree is important because it indicates competence, certification, research. None of us is going to go out and make what seem to be indefensible assertions if we can't, in fact, defend them. All of us have done our homework, as I mentioned. Dr. Ewan, before I edited the book, had already published 80 blogs about Sandy Hook. I myself had published 20. We know the case backward and forward. Here's Brian Wright giving a very concise, nice overview of the book. John Remington Grant, in solidarity with Alex Jones. Litigation against Alex Jones on Sandy Hook is abuse of process. Now, this is very important because John Remington Graham is a retired professor of law. He has very extensive credentials, which you can find in the bio sketch that accompanies his photograph. Here's a brief idea about it in the opening paragraph. Mr. President, the litigation against Alex Jones in state courts of Connecticut is plainly an abuse of process, impossible to institute and press in an uncorrupt and honest manner, and designed to intimidate any and all journalists who dare to contend that the alleged shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in December 2012 was a staged event meant to shape public opinion in favor of gun control legislation, but so poorly orchestrated by public authorities and major news media that many eminent observers have seen through the official story and understood something closer to the truth. The idea that damages for defamation could be lawfully granted against Jones is patently absurd in light of seminal authority long ago established in New York Times versus Sullivan and Garrison versus Louisiana. Very important. Nicholas Cullerstrom, this fellow is the leading expert in the world on the London 7/7 subway attacks. His book, Terror on the Tube, is now in its third edition. He writes, in solidarity with Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, a transitional occurrence in state-sponsored terror. Nobody died in an exercise with crisis actors, where he documents that using these crisis actors, not having anyone actually die, was a development, a new development. In fact, it actually arose because Barack Obama nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 in the National Defense Appropriation Act in 2012 in time for Sandy Hook to allow the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation to be used within the United States that were being used without. Alan William Powell, Connecticut State Police behind the scene at Sandy Hook. Devastating photographs that came from the Connecticut State Police's own files. Kelly Watt, nobody knows who cleaned up the blood at Sandy Hook. Could it be because there was no blood to clean up? Preston Cromer, his father, and another. In solidarity, well, and Shannon Hicks, Sandy Hook fake stage photos. More when...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News. President Trump revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Brennan has been a frequent critic of President Trump. Today, during the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders explained why the move was made.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets and facilities, the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos. The president has a constitutional responsibility to protect classified information and who has access to it.
The Colorado baker who wouldn't make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple and won a limited ruling at the U.S. Supreme Court is suing the state of Colorado over another discrimination allegation. The lawsuit filed by Jack Phillips alleged that Colorado was on a crusade to crush him because of his religious beliefs. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For me to introduce to you my featured guest today, Robert David Steele. He's a former Marine Corps intelligence officer, a former CIA official turned whistleblower. He's a massive force for good, and I have been very proud to collaborate with him on the 9/11 memoranda for the president and now on the series of Sandy Hook memoranda. Robert, welcome to the Power Hour.
James, I'm glad to be with you.
I'm absolutely delighted you could make it. I know the demands on your time are extraordinary. Tell us what led you to envision doing something so fantastic, so successful as the 9/11 memoranda series for the president.
Well, let me say three things. First, I could never have done it without you, because you knew most of the people and had the emails from most of the people. So you really were the ghost editor for this thing. So I thank you for that. Second, I had gotten word that the president's speechwriter had started on a speech for 11 September 2018. And I really do not expect much from the president. I'm expecting platitudes. But I decided that it would be useful to get a number of people, and I was very fortunate to get Peter Dale Scott and David Ray Griffin, absolutely world-famous authors on the deep state, and with you and others, and there were some real surprises in there that we can talk about. And last but not least, I think 9/11 truth combined with pedophilia combined with election reform are the trifecta for destroying Zionism in the United States and getting our country back.
I cannot tell you how much I admire your efforts, Robert, and to find you had a leading role in relation to the commission investigating pedophilia is just fantastic. I believe it's a scourge upon the nation. I did an interview with Jim Rothstein, who's an NYPD Gold Shield detective who cracked many pedophile cases in New York, only find them quashed by the DA for political reasons. When I explained to him some of the results coming from the Anthony Weiner laptop and asked if he were surprised, he explained to me no, because based upon his experience, 70% of the political elite in the United States are engaged in pedophilia.
I believe that, and I know him also myself. In fact, I may be seeing him soon. Pedophilia, in my experience, is the glue that holds the elite together, and it's also the Achilles heel. And I believe our President Donald Trump and our Attorney General Jefferson, God, I'm having a brain fart, Sessions. They know that. A lot of these sealed indictments were, I believe, made to simply keep people in check. People are not going to be brought to justice at the rate that the American public might wish. But I think it's important to emphasize that what the president is doing and what I'm doing with William Binney and others in the commission is educating the many. We think it's more important to educate the many than to hang the few. And that's why truth and reconciliation is a very, very large part of what I'm about.
And open source research, of course, you believe all the files should be made public. Everyone should have access to everything. There is no concealment, pure transparency, something we've never seen with any American government.
Yes, but I would caveat that. You still need 10 to 20% dark secrets because there are some. But for example, right now, the Freemasons at the highest levels, the Knights of Malta, Opus Dei, the Catholic Church, the Zionists, not to be confused with Judaism. I love Michael Lerner, Rabbi Lerner. These people are criminals, and they need to be penetrated. And you need to do that with secret sources and methods. So even though I'm the founder of the open source intelligence, the modern open source intelligence discipline, which CIA has fought me on, because the absolute last thing they want is an open source agency that can answer 96% of the president's questions at a fraction of the cost of what they're doing in regime change and drone assassinations and torture and rendition and so forth. So, yes, open source should answer 96%. But to get that last 4%, you need to spend 20% or more of your budget on secret sources and methods. And by the way, I'm not a whistleblower. Probably the most prolific intelligence reformer. I've never violated my secrecy oath.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for that clarification. And I know it was some of the memoranda about 9/11 and the financial aspects that came as the greatest surprise to you.
That's exactly correct, Jim. And I will let me first off tell all your listeners they can get the exact same package that the president got by using tinyurl.com/911-POTUS in capital letters, POTUS. 911-POTUS is the tiny URL, and everything there is free. And the two memos that I thought were particularly spectacular in terms of what the public does not know, what I did not know, were the memos by by Fred Burks on evidence 9/11 was used to launder $240 billion in covert securities. People don't realize that President George Herbert Walker Bush and Dick Cheney, then Secretary of Defense, launched a covert economic war against Russia. And they spent $240 billion in off-the-books gold assets that were seized in the Philippines and elsewhere after World War II. That was the Black Lily Fund that converted into the Black Eagle Trust. So we have been waging a covert economic war against Russia that was not approved by Congress and not made known to the American people. And they cleaned all that money. They laundered all that money on 9/11. Now, the second memo, which explains how they knew 9/11 was coming, is by a fantastic researcher, Tom Scott Gordon, who was a photographer as part of the architectural and engineering teams that condemned the Twin Towers in 1989. It was known to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey by the 1990-1991 that the Twin Towers were not only condemned, but that the Environmental Protection Agency would not approve controlled demolitions because of the asbestos and the plastic and toxicity and so forth. So the Port Authority of New York was sitting on a $2 billion future bill for dismantling those buildings legally, until the Zionists and Dick Cheney and George Herbert Walker Bush came to the conclusion that the easiest way to convert that $2 billion liability into a $7 to $12 billion commercial insurance fraud enterprise was to stage a false flag terrorist attack. This memo by Tom Scott Gordon, in my view, indicts Rudy Giuliani as mayor of New York City from 1994 to 2001, indicts Giuliani as central to the New York City false flag operation that just recently was found to have caused 10,000 individuals to get cancer. I think it's actually much, much worse. The bottom line here is people can go and read 28 memorandums from 28 different people, including Peter Dale Scott. And also there's a wonderful memorandum from Christopher Boyle, which names names all of the Zionists and how they started doing planning for World Trade Center terrorism back in the late 1980s. Netanyahu, in his book, talked about the World Trade Center as a terrorist target. It's absolutely certain to me that if President Trump were to use his speech on the 11th of September 2018 to tell the public that they can read this book and to make the three decisions that we've asked him to make, we have asked him to demand that the Southern District of New York accept the lawyer's petition for a criminal grand jury on 9/11. That's something the president can order the attorney general to do. We've asked him to sponsor the legislation that Richard Gage and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth have labored so valiantly to do. And last but not least, we've asked him to throw the press out of the White House and create a Trump studio, a Truth Channel oversight team, and the president's own open source decision support unit in that space, and also sponsor the Election Reform Act so we can put to death the two-party tyranny that is now the servant of the deep state, which is, of course, the banking families, the Vatican, the Chabad Zionists, not the Jewish religion, and the Rothschilds.
Well, it's just wonderful collaborating with you, Robert, because you have a vast intellect, and I love the way you synthesize information and pursue the real targets, how you cut through the smoke and mirrors, won't put up with any nonsense. I think that this is the most important development in 9/11 research by a factor of 10, where David Ray Griffin's publication of the New Pearl Harbor in 2004 was the first. My founding, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, at the very end of 2005 was the second, because it brought together scholars and researchers of many different disciplines together to pool their resources. And now this new memorandum series for the president, everyone needs to download it for free from the website of Robert David Steele. The link is right there on the Power Hour schedule. We'll be right back.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
But you and I discussed after the completion of the 9/11 memoranda project where we might go from there, and we contemplated JFK as a suitable additional project. You suggested instead Sandy Hook, and I think the timing has proven to be impeccable. I think there was great wisdom in that judgment. Alex Jones being pilloried for trying his best to expose the truth. There's so much more ammunition available to him now. I'm hopeful, Robert, that he will simply point out to the court that with the new evidence that we have presented in this Sandy Hook memorandum series, it's easy to demonstrate that he has done nothing wrong, that the plaintiffs had no case to make in the first place, and they ought to be required to prove they even had a legitimate claim to anyone having died there, because all of the evidence, and I judge it to be conclusive, demonstrates the school had been closed, there were no kids there, and as even the Obama Department of Education informed Paul Preston, it was a drill to promote gun control.
I agree with you, James, and of course you've written the definitive book on Sandy Hook that was banned by Amazon, and then you offered it free online. Let me tell your listeners that they can find our memo series on Sandy Hook, including your free book online, at tinyurl.com/ and then in capital letters, SH-POTUS. So SH-POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, is the tiny URL for this series, which will go to the end of the month. I think we've got something like 11 posted so far. And I could not be doing this without you, Jim. This is really your series, but I've agreed to host it so that we get the leverage here in Washington.
Well, Robert, you've been doing a magnificent job on all fronts. You're so active in so many issues that make such a great deal of importance, which has led me to come to admire you beyond words. It's a great honor, a privilege for me to collaborate with you on these projects. And, of course, as we would all agree, whether the president ultimately, studies the results of our effort, the American people themselves have so much to gain by this distillation of research on these two absolutely crucial issues. And the way in which Sandy Hook has been used to take down Alex Jones and now constrain freedom of speech to corrupt the First Amendment by the social media giants, this is a scandal, the magnitude of which I never expected to experience in my lifetime vis-a-vis the United States of America and its history, Robert.
Well, you know, Jim, one of the things I've been thinking about, because it's something that I'm seeing happen in the pedophilia world, which is these mind control victims, these people who have had their personalities fragmented and who have been abused and in many cases murdered, but the ones that have survived, they're starting to trigger each other and their memories are starting to come back. And the best of the psychologists, including a member of our commission, are learning how to bring their memories back. So I've said recently that I believe that there will be an explosion of credible witnesses on both pedophilia and murderous pedophilia, which include eating baby fetuses, which is just incredible to me. And at the same time, people are waking up on multiple fronts, including directed energy weapons, man-made earthquakes, 9/11, and just the fact that Wall Street and the City of London have stolen $43 trillion from the American taxpayer. That's in today's dollars. It goes back to $2.3 trillion that Rumsfeld was being grilled about. And as we have in our POTUS series, we have the actual name of the Zionist controller of DOD who made possible the manipulation of funding such that $2.3 trillion could be disappeared from the Pentagon books. Now, all of these people are innocent until proven guilty. But what I think we've done with the 9/11 series is force the issue of who should be investigated and indicted. With the Sandy Hook series, what we're really doing is we're taking on the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the fact that today it is legal for the U.S. government to lie to the public, and it is legal for the U.S. executive to lie to the courts. That should not stand.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Are there actions that the president could take to help to salvage the situation? It seems to me that these social media giants have exercised their virtual monopolies on the ground that they were functioning like bookstores, that they weren't responsible for the content of the various books, just as they were not responsible for the contents of the various blogs or videos. But now that they are censoring, now that they're determining what we can see and what we can read, it seems to me the situation has been fundamentally transformed, and they should all be liable for lawsuits and so forth, because they're now taking a dictatorial, paternalistic role in censoring the American people. Very undemocratic, very un-American. I have never been so dismayed by an action of corporations in my lifetime.
Well, Jim, let me bring this back to the Zionists, and let me point out, I never in a million years planned to take on the Zionist control of our economy, our government, and our society. But when Cynthia McKinney and I created hashtag Unrig, we made it clear that America first means not Israel first. Israel has a nuclear program, a secret nuclear program, 10 to 100 times bigger than Iran's, only theirs is paid for by the American taxpayer. And I'm very proud of our president, President Trump, because not only is he going to unify and denuclearize the Koreas, he is going to denuclearize Israel in his second term. That is on the table. Multiple sources have confirmed it. I expect the state of Palestine to be restored in Donald Trump's second term. There will still be a Jewish enclave and perhaps a state of Israel centered on Tel Aviv to the sea and north. But the bottom line is we're going to put the Zionists back in their box and we're going to liberate all Jews everywhere from being slaves to the Zionist system.
Magnificent, Robert. I so endorse that vision. And I was so proud of Cynthia McKinney when she revealed to the public that when a new member of Congress arrives in Washington, he or she is asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States, where those that decline, who are very few, find themselves confronted with a well-financed alternative candidate, or even that their districts have been redrawn and they no longer have a seat. Cynthia was able to transcend those obstacles to serve 8 terms in the House, but even as notable a figure as Dennis Kucinich, whom I regarded as the smartest member of Congress, were not. I can't thank you enough for being here today, Robert. I admire you beyond words, and I'm so grateful for having the opportunity to sit in some Daniel here on the South House. Thank you all and everyone out there.
Thank you, Jim. Good night.
Big pleasure.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.